From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A man who shot at police in the U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is in critical condition after officers returned fire on the sidelines of what had been peaceful marches, marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said detectives late Sunday had been tracking a man they feared was armed, and he was then involved in an exchange of 40 or 50 gunshots between two groups of people before shooting the officer's unmarked vehicle. Belmar said four detectives returned fire from inside the vehicle and as they pursued the gunman on foot before felling him. They were criminals. They were not protesters, Belmar said of the groups that exchanged shots. Protesters are people that are there that are talking about a way to effect change, whatever that may be. That is not what is happening here. At least six police officers were killed in a series of attacks in Turkey, and while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in the country's largest city. Two women are suspected in the assault on the consulate in Istanbul. One was injured in a firefight with police and is in custody, while a second remains at large. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front claimed responsibility for the attack that shut down operations at the diplomatic mission. The group is considered a terrorist organization by the United States and the European Union. Hours earlier, in another section of Istanbul, a bomb exploded at a police station, killing one police officer, according to the English-language Hurriyet Daily News. At the same time, police were later involved in an exchange of gunfire with two attackers and killed them both. This is VOA News.